Our next story is about a toy that you may have heard a lot about.
Wrapping up our update section now, you know, it seems like every time you turn around these days, there's some new technological miracle being introduced to the consumer marketplace.
Yep, the latest is some state-of-the-art home video equipment. They say it's so simple to operate that even a child can get the hang of it.
The technological miracle unleashed 15 years ago was called the PXL 2000.
A name destined to be whispered sweetly in the ears of parents by kids round the globe come Christmas. That is, if the innovative folks at toy maker Fisher-Price have their way.
Fisher-Price called the Pixel the first camcorder for kids, although it turned out to be the only one. Kids weren't very interested. But some other people, adults, were. Lou Okalski has a look at the past and future of Pixel Vision.
The Fisher-Price PXL 2000 video system. Now you can be seen and heard.
The PXL 2000 was invented by a guy named Jim Wickstead. Jim runs his own industrial design company in New Jersey. They develop all kinds of products, like road flares that look like lightsabers and tiny plastic capsules used for an AIDS blood test. But it's the Pixel Vision camera that has a special place in his heart.
I had the whole thing in my mind. We want a low-res toy, which is very expressive. So if a kid screws up and he's filmmaking, it actually looks great. It's like, it's not a mistake. It's like an accidental quirk. It's a fun thing. But if you screw up and you're using a high-end camera, it's very obvious. It magnifies every little unprofessionalism that goes into the production.
The quality, the texture of the image, was very important to Jim. He was inspired by the films of Kurosawa and Bergman, and he wanted to create a camera that brought an artfulness to the images in a kid's everyday life.
And moving very, very close to the object, and suddenly it's very well defined. I mean, it's just like a regular black and white photograph, but contrasty. And as they move away, it becomes more and more abstract until you get far away, and suddenly it's just these wonderful abstract forms.
The PXL 2000 wasn't exactly built to last. It was made to be a toy, so it's very light, very plastic, and records onto regular audio cassette tape.
It's gray, it's kind of squat, it is noticeably devoid of dials and displays.
Filmmaker David Teague.
And it's got the same clunky buttons that, you know, mid-80s tape players had. You know, big red button for record and big black buttons for stop and play and rewind. It looks like a tape recorder, basically, with a little handle.
David got his Pixel camera 5 years ago, and he loves it.
I treat mine like it's, you know, a child or something. You know, I keep it in a, I have a red padded case, then I wrap it in bubble wrap. You know, it's really ridiculous, but you know, I don't want it to be hit, or if I'm carrying it somewhere, you know, accidentally hit it against something or have someone bump into me, because it is a very fragile camera.
David's making a movie on a Thursday that he plans to show at a Pixel Vision film festival he's organized for Saturday night. He's rallied two friends to help him whip something up. One to light the set with a flashlight, and one actor.
And action.
Cheer up! Cheer up! Cheer up! Cheer up! Cheer up! Cheer up!
It looks crappy. Cheer, I mean, I love that. It's great. Like, that. There's nothing you can say about the Pixel Vision image to dress it up, to make it sound like, you know, it's this, you know, beautiful, gorgeous image. I mean, if it is, I think it's beautiful and I think it's gorgeous, but that defies the classical notions of what's beautiful and gorgeous. You know, it shows off all of its flaws. The image is often, you know, peppered with drop-off and bits of static.
2 days later, it's a gorgeous day in New York, and the performance space is packed. About 150 people have come to see the show David's organized. He's called it Cinema of the Obsolete. It includes his Pixel movie and 13 others.
The wood thrush. Come to me. Here I am.
David's film got a pretty good response. But a lot of the films were amateurish. They were light and fluffy, pretty forgettable. During the intermission, I met Joe Gibbons. He's been making Pixel films for about 10 years. His films have been in the past two Whitney Biennials. In one of them, he plays a sleazy casting director making the moves on an actress. The actress is Barbie. The way the shot is framed, you just see Joe's face and Barbie's face. And you've got to remember that because the lens on this camera has a focal range of 1/8 of an inch to infinity, they're both in perfect focus. Barbie looks almost as big as Joe, and while she's obviously a toy, wide-eyed and mute, the threat feels real. It's very creepy and kind of funny.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little implausible because he's been abusive, but it's a codependent relationship, and she's got her own issues, and she acquiesces.
Joe's kind of a pixel expert, so I asked him what he thought of the films in the show.
Those old tapes you've got in your glove compartment? Forget about it. They're now instant video stock.
It was just funny, and I've made things like that, and it wasn't aspiring to be anything more than that. So I enjoyed that, and there were a couple of other ones that I wasn't able to attend to fully because I fell asleep. But
Joe's favorite, and mine, was a Pixel documentary by Michael Almereyda called Aliens. It was about two movie-obsessed kids. They talk about Gattaca, Gandhi, who they only know as a movie character, and E.T.'s box office earnings. Every once in a while, it looks like maybe Pixel will join the mainstream, but it never quite does. Almereyda came close with Hamlet, starring Ethan Hawke. That was 2 years ago. In it, Hamlet, armed with a Pixel Vision camera, roams the city, and his thoughts become short Pixel vignettes.
Frailty thy name is, woman. A little month.
The film didn't become a huge hit, but I don't think anyone in the Pixel Vision world cares. For someone like David Teague, it's just about making the movie.
Now they're in and out in 2 hours.
The fastest filmmaker in the business.
And there's change left over from a 5.
I love Pixel Vision.
For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.